Elizabeth Warren admits she shouldn't have falsely claimed Native American heritage. By Hannah Blow on December 6, 2019. An attendee of a New Hampshire town hall confronted Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, over her past claims of Native American heritage, prompting another admission from the Massachusetts senator, who said she shouldn't have done it. The presidential hopeful held a town hall in New Hampshire on Friday and faced a question from an attendee, who resurrected Warren's Native American ancestry controversy. Warren told the attendee that she learned about her family the same way most people do, from her parents. "My family is very important to me, and that's why many years ago, I sometimes identified as Native American," she said, citing a Boston Globe investigation that assessed that she did not do it for a job or any benefit. However, Harvard Law School News director Mike Chamora, at the time, bragged about Warren's status as the first woman of color tenured at Harvard Law. As Real Clear Politics pointed out, 1996, spokesperson Chamora identifies Warren as a Native American professor in the Harvard Crimson. 1997, in the Fordham Law Review, Chamora touts Warren as Harvard Law's first woman of color. 1998, Chamora, in a letter to the New York Times, stated that the law school had appointed 8 women, including a Native American. 3 days later, the Crimson reiterated that Harvard Law School has only 1 tenured minority woman, Gottlieb Professor Elizabeth Warren, who is Native American. 1999, Harvard begins publishing its affirmative action plan on its website and lists a single Native American professor. "I shouldn't have done it. I am not a person of color, I am not a citizen of a tribe," Warren said. "And I have apologized for the confusion I have caused on tribal citizenship, tribal sovereignty, and for any harm I have caused." Warren issued similar remarks during an appearance at the Native American Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa, in August. "Like anyone who's been honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes," Warren stated. "I'm sorry for harm I have caused." Warren proudly touted her claims of Native American ancestry during her senatorial bid in 2012 and even attributed her claims to her and her grandfather's high cheekbones. "Being Native American has been part of my story, I guess, since the day I was born," she said. That same year, Warren claimed to have proof of Native American heritage in her home. "I have plenty of pictures. They're not for you," Warren told a reporter. The presidential hopeful's claims to Native American heritage fell apart following a DNA test, which showed that she only possessed 0.1 to 1.6% Native American DNA. According to Warren's own DNA test, she has, at best, 1/64th Native American ancestry, but it could also be as low as 1/1024. Percentage-wise, she can claim somewhere between 0.1% to 1.56% Native lineage. The minimum requirement to claim membership in most Native American tribes ranges from 1/8, 12.5%, to half, 50%. A few tribes have a minimum requirement of 1/16, 6%. Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed, Trump wrote after Warren's DNA test results surfaced. "She took a bogus DNA test and it showed that she may be 1/1024, far less than the average American. Now Cherokee Nation denies her, DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her," he added. Phony. Warren deleted the tweet announcing the results of her DNA test in October.